T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
More street violence in Chicago. A man is dead, 2 others critically injured in a shooting early today in Humboldt Park on the west side. Police say they were standing on the street just before 1 in the morning in the 1100 block of North Londo Avenue when they got into a fight with several other people there. Then gunshots were fired. 52-year-old man was shot in the neck and pronounced dead at the scene. No one in custody. Chicago police have released images of the car used in the killing of 13-year-old Amaria Jones last month in Austin. The car police are searching for is believed to be a silver two-door Infiniti G35 or G37 with tinted windows and no front license plate. A person who was the Infiniti from that Infiniti fired shots at a group of people on a front porch June 20th on North LeClaire Avenue. One of the bullets flew into the home and struck Jones. 2 teenage boys were on the porch at the time. They were also wounded. On the South Side, 2 rallies this weekend with widely differing messages about how to end the violence in the city.
Making revolution!
Making revolution!
One group of protesters held a rally in March that began at Sherman Park near Garfield and Racine. These protesters say the only way to end the violence is by completely changing government and society to stop what they say is systemic racism. Nico Eastwind of the South Side led the protest.
There's a whole better way that the world can be, but to get to that world is we got to make an actual revolution. The youth who are caught up in all this stuff right now, is they don't have to, you know, they weren't born this way, you know. How come you have these beautiful children and when they grow up they become irredeemable monsters? It's the system got them caught up in all these horrific conditions.
At the same time, there was another rally in March that began at 64th and King. It was led by families who have lost loved ones to gun violence, as well as community leaders. They appealed to those responsible for the violence on the South Side to stop the shootings and bloodshed, as well as for more programs to provide alternatives so those who cause the violence can find a viable way to peaceful lives. On the South Side, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
4 people arrested in connection with a stolen vehicle and a crash that injured police officers on the west side.
At about 5:50 p.m., an unmarked Chicago police vehicle driving in the 1300 block of South Holman Avenue crashed into a building. Police say 3 officers were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Meanwhile, 4 people of interest nearby were taken in for questioning in connection with a vehicle theft. Chicago police have declined to comment on whether the 2 incidents were related. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
193 counterfeit watches worth as much as $3 million have been seized at O'Hare. Customs and Border Protection officers say the watches were discovered between the end of June and early July. CBP officers seized 175 parcels. Most of the watches were Rolex. The state of Illinois has seen more than $1 billion dropped in revenue in the fiscal year that ended last month due to the coronavirus impact on the state's economy. The Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability found that the state ended the 2020 fiscal year with a decline in base revenues compared to the previous fiscal year. The steepest drop was in personal income taxes. And the deadline for Illinoisans to file their state and federal income tax returns is Wednesday. Sam Salustro of the Illinois Department of Revenue says so far about 85% of the returns the state is expecting have been filed, which is more than $5
million. $3.3 million have received their refunds already, totaling about $1.4 billion. So we've seen a lot of activity already despite the delay, but there's still some people out there that do need to file their taxes.
The deadline changed from April 15th to July 15th due to the coronavirus pandemic. A Chicago police officer is getting revved up for a good cause.
Sergeant Matt O'Brien of the 4th District on the far southeast side posted a video on Twitter showing a rebuilt 2011 Ford Crown Victoria. That's the model often used for police cars, but now it's serving as a race car for a Special Olympics charity race called the Dirty O at the 5-0. The race will be July 25th at the Joliet Dirt Racetrack, the Dirt Oval. You can see the CPD race car at WBBMNewsRadio.com. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.